Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arifillah Hazrat Akhtar Hazrat Mu'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Lazzati Zikr Naam-e Khuda Hai Chaman.
لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن یہ ہے فیضان آہ و فغاد کے لوگ یہ ہے فیضان آہ و فغاد کے لوگ دامن کو ہمیں دل ہے کیسا مگن بل یقی پائے گا نسبت اولیاء بل یقی پائے گا نسبت اولیاء جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو کس طرح سے طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو زندہ باد وطن زندہ باد وطن ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل یہ چمن میں کوئی جیسے رشت کے چمن روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغا روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغا بخش دے روز محشر مجھے ذوالمنن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادہ الذین اصطفى اما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العلي العظيم. Just try and translate briefly this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Awak تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. حضرت اللہ is teaching us in this beautiful poem that why Allah Ta'ala has sent us here in this world and what we should be loving to try and acquire and what we should be working towards. When a person has achieved this objective, then the enjoyment of life is something else. Then what enjoyment he has got, other people won't know. And all those people that are in, so to say in Jahannam, and they think they are enjoying themselves, and as our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh says, that person is not just a stupid idiot, is not just a mad person, that's a person without Iman. That you in Jahannam, that is, you in a club, or you are staring at woman, etc., where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the poisonous arrow, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, the poisonous arrows of shaitan, and you think you're enjoying your life, and that is not the height of stupidity, that is the height of a person without Iman. Allah save me, all of us. So what we should be working for, Hazrat says, رِزَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَعْمِ خُدَاهِ چَمَنْ. That if you really want to be in a garden, and a garden here means that what we're all looking for, every person, and as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, Allah has given us a deen according to our desire. Each one of us here, if we ask what is our desire, you know, I want a nice, happy life. I want a peaceful life. And that is what Allah Ta'ala wants to give us, which is called itminan and sukoon. And itminan and sukoon is not something that you can drill and find in the ground, as our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully. It's not like petrol and all the minerals Allah Ta'ala has kept in the earth, that people, Shaitan and his enemies, they will look for it and they will try and steal it from you also. Itminan, a kalb, is not something they can steal. They can't drill it from the, in the ground, because this comes specially from Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is He, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who sends down the sakina. And sakina is not any antiya that we think about. Sakina is a very special type of nur that Allah Ta'ala gives you, contentment in your heart, enjoyment in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what myself and all of us, we should be yearning for. We should be making dua for. Myself, I should ponder and think, how much dua do I make? That oh Allah, grant me iman kamil, grant me itminan. And this is that condition which is Allahu Akbar. One of the highest condition of the nafs, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ. When that nafs is totally pleased with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then when he has to leave this world, with such honor he'll be addressed, that oh, that soul that was happy and enjoying his life in the obedience of Allah. So this is what Hazrat is teaching us here, that why is all these khankas, all these majalis, not that we just come, myself, I'm talking to myself, we all should check our own conditions, that we come here to actually gain this great love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala's being is far beyond our imagination. Just reversing in trying to get the greatness of the name of Allah and the enjoyment of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your lives and lives will finish. And we won't even reach the surface of it. So Hazrat is teaching us that where you will get this, how you will get this, and particularly now, myself, all of us, we all have to check. We have entered now 1439, 3 days already gone, the third day of the 1439. What did I make my object and purpose of life?
Did I think that the last year, 1438, how much did I get enjoyment in my ibadat, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or did I didn't even realize 1439 has entered. But like our Hazrat says, even that old Dadima who's laying in the bed, but she knows when it is end New Year and when it is the end of the year, 31st December, which has got nothing really to do with us. Our year, Allah Akbar, starts with Muharram, with honor, with respect, with dignity. And all this we will get when we love in this condition, that is, when we come to these majalis to gain the lazzati zikre naame khudai chaman. That the enjoyment of just taking the name of Allah, then that person is in such a garden, he's in such a state of happiness, ecstasy, even outwardly. This is dunya. In dunya you must have hurdles. The problems will come. You'll have sicknesses or some problem with your car or with your house, whatever, with the family. But a person that is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does bakar dil bayar. Outwardly he'll be fixing his car also. Even a wali of Allah, if he gets a puncture, he'll be fixing his puncture. But he's connected to Allah. He'll be making zikr of Allah. He'll be thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be making istighfar, myself, unmindfulness. Forgetting changing our tires in the masjid, a state of unmindfulness. So this condition we have to change and we have to build. Hazrat beautifully teaches us in this bayan ya, lazzati zikre naame khuda hai chaman. That if you really want to be in a garden, then start learning how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you start getting the enjoyment of the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allahu Akbar, as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, that our pious elders, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, that when I used to hear my buzurs, my elders, making zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then my mouth used to water. Like how when we get the smell of biryani, you get the smell of some beautiful, delicious delicacies, then your mouth is watering already. Our mouth actually is supposed to be watering for the spiritual delicacies. The zikr of Allah, tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem, to listen to tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem, to be standing in namaz, all these delicacies, wallahi, cannot be compared to the delicacies of our physical nourishment. That is for our stomach. When the people, when you get the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, and this is a long process, but at least we should desire for it. And at least we should be thinking that this is what I am loving for. Otherwise, if a person just passing his life, even you making ibadat, you doing your basic ibadat, and you think you are a good Muslim, but you still haven't taught that I must gain the love of Allah, I must gain enjoyment and I must enjoy the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person is still not on the road towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. On the other hand, Hazrat says, the other extreme is, ghaflat ki dunya hai dashte daman. That a person lives in a state of unmindfulness. And that person is living, as we have said, like in a scary jungle, dashte daman. The scary jungle, but he is enjoying himself there. That is the height, not the height of stupidity, not the height of ignorance and madness, the height of a person's lack of iman, or a person who doesn't have iman. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us, and this ghaflat is a very terrible sickness. As our Hazrat gives a beautiful example, that ghaflat, unmindfulness in matters of dunya, will cause you so much harm. Then imagine in matters of deen how much harm it will cause. A person is driving and is on his cell phone, unmindful for a split moment. The car in front has to give brakes and you don't realize and where you in there. You are smashed, your whole family will be smashed, but lives will just be lost. If you lost your unmindful state of iman, that is today, Allahu Akbar. Shaitan has kept so many attractions for us to be in a state of unmindfulness. In the name of deen, entertainment, and all different types of different types of entertainment, and different types of nasheed and zikrs of Allah Ta'ala, which instead of getting the closeness of Allah, you in a state of unmindfulness. And then you think, and as Allah, our Hazrat has taught us, it's a very scary thing. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. What is called istidraj, that Allah Ta'ala gives you rope, you think that you are going closer to Allah, but actually you are in the wrong direction. You are on the wrong path, you are in the wrong place. And as our Hazrat has mentioned in another, our Dada Shaykh mentions in another beautiful poem, he says that there are many stations in this world, outwardly even stations of deen, but where I don't get the love of Allah, that is not my station. It might be a station of deen, might be even an activity of deen, but where I don't get that enjoyment of the love of Allah, and the lovers of Allah Ta'ala are not there, that won't be my station. So myself, all of us, particularly this time of the year, Allah Ta'ala mentions, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ, that people, the time for your hisab, your reckoning is very, very close. And when Allah says, اِقْتَرَبَ, how close it is, we can't imagine. And Allah Ta'ala reminds us in many ayats of the Qur'an Kareem. And Allah Ta'ala says in one ayat that you think it's very far, that Qiyamah is very far. What Mu'ana is still talking about Qiyamah? We still have to enjoy our life, love our life. Then we'll see. Allahu Akbar. This is a sad condition that we say we will see. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَمْرُ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ, that the matter of Qiyamah is so close. Like a poet says it so beautifully, kal kal to kya, ek pal ka khabar bhi nahi. And you say, tomorrow now I'll change my life, or tomorrow, or when I go for Umrah, or my neck hurts, or now, I'll change my life, I'm still young. As in this poem, this poet says so beautifully, that what you talking of tomorrow? You don't know whether you're going to wink your eye the next moment. And like Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to speak with yaqeen, that when I say my one salam on the right, I've got no yaqeen that I will finish my next salam on the left. If only this can come in my heart, just this iota of this reality. Otherwise to speak is very easy. We speak lot of things, and like big buzurg, moment you just read out of the masjid, person must see you, he'll think out. Just now that Maulana Sahab was talking so much about Qiyamah, and now see what he's doing. So this reality has to penetrate my heart, and this will come from heart to heart. Doesn't just come from word to word. The people who got this in their heart, our Honorable Illustrious Sheikh, and this old beautiful silsila of our Dada Sheikh, this nur that has come down from these great, great personalities, that is mind-boggling. We say, Allahu Akbar, Sahaba radiallahu, they were great personalities. You can't imagine their life. But if we just read the lives of our akabirin and forget our akabirin that passed us, just our near akabirin, if you just ponder and think of their lives, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, our recent akabir, and you think of their lives, you'll think, were these angels or what? They were beyond human beings. So it is nothing difficult that to achieve. We have to work in this path, and then this reality will come, that we see after all this high position of Hazrat enjoying the zikr of Allah, at the end of this poem, what dua Hazrat makes. So here also Hazrat is teaching us that don't remain in a state of unmindfulness. All the time have this reality that Qiyamah is staring me in the face. And the sign of Qiyamah is staring me in the face, it will keep me far away from the disobedience of Allah. Or I'm a human being, I make a mistake, not intentionally, but immediately I realize, hey, what I'm doing? I've committed a sin, immediately make tawbah, make istighfar. Don't delay and don't wait. So Allah Ta'ala says, it's like a flick of an eye of a wink of an eye, and even quicker than that. So Allah Ta'ala make us, and Allah Ta'ala says, وَمْ فِي غَفْلَةِ مُؤْرِضُونَ, that you are told about it and you're still in a state of unmindfulness, and not just unmindful, mu'ridun, like throwing water on a dog's back. That, we hear about these bayans all the time, and Qiyamah is still far. To say a thing like this is very dangerous, because Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sawasim has taught us that every person has got two Qiyamahs. Your first Qiyamah is when Malakul Maut stares you in the face. At that time a person will be shocked out of our minds, we won't know what is happening. Allah save me, all of us, and give us tawfiq to prepare for that reality. And how to prepare for this reality, Hazrat is teaching us here. Ki hai jisne bhi hijrat tere naam par, pa gaya wo bahar-e-watan. A person who realizes that what kind of life I am living. Now you make hijrat. You move away from that migrate. And not just migrate. Today many people have migrated to different lands, different countries, different cities. All we should see. Allahu Akbar. One of the first hadith in many kitab, first hadith in many kitabs of hadith, that innamal amalu bin niyat. That whatever our intention is, accordingly Allah Ta'ala will deal with us. So much so Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi has given the detail. فَمَنْ كَانَ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَىٰ دُنْيَا أَوْ إِمْرَاتِ يَتَزَوَّجُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهَا إِلَىٰ مَا هَجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. If your intention was, hey, I must go to that, I'll get a better job there, or there's better pastures as far as dunya is concerned, wherever we go, Allah, the same Allah Ta'ala is there for us. And as far as rizq is concerned, Allah Ta'ala has written our rizq. But as far as deen is concerned, Allah Akbar, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an Kareem that when people will be asked that why you got involved in sin, you will say, Ya Allah, that we were caught up in that environment, what could we do? They were our environment where we were living was that Allah Ta'ala will say, that Ardullahi wasiya. Allah's earth was very vast. You didn't have to sit there. If, for example, you got an invitation for a certain walima or whatever, and you thought everything is kosher, and when you go there, now you see there's videos, or the parda facility is not what the way they said, it's going to be proper parda. Man and woman entering from the same, just hardly it's a different door so properly. Then you realize that, now don't sit in that walima. Make an excuse and go away. Don't wait, now what can I do? I came here, immediately try and get away from there. You don't have to make a big noise and act like a big Sufi at that time. But to save our iman, myself realize my iman is so weak, this environment is very, very dangerous for us. Allahu Akbar. Forget we, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, moving with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum on the occasion of Tabuk, they passed the cities of Samud, where Allah Ta'ala's punishment came down, the ruins of Samud, they passing, immediately Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won't get affected the slightest bit. But look, practically Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us in Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes his scarf, covers his face, and tells the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, cover your face, and drive your animals faster, and move from the city, and keep your heads down, and make istighfar, and don't touch the water of the cities. Don't ever take water from any well here. Some Sahaba did not realize, before that they took some water, and they even used that water to make their dough. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that dough is not worth consumption for a human being. Give that dough to your animals. So imagine Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, that till today, the effect of that air, that environment, that all that filth of sin that was caused in that environment, the effect of that environment, even the atmosphere, the water, will not only affect you spiritually, it will affect you physically. And today we go to places unnecessary in the malls, unnecessary going to this resort, etc. And we just enjoying ourselves. We should realize these places are very harmful. So we should be making hijrat, especially now, the new year. And we see how beautifully Islam has taught us. That all the time make hijrat. In other words, move from our wrong ways and move to the right ways. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us who is a real muhajir. Man hajara amma naha Allahu an. That person who migrates from those things that Allah Ta'ala has made haram. And like our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, think of the few things immediately in your own self. That I'm still weak, what my fajr namaz for example. Or I still just talk and don't think I talk lies and I don't even think about it. Or traffic cops stop me and I just still bribe him and I think nothing. No, I have to make tawbah now and I have to move away from this. You make a firm intention and you beg Allah Ta'ala and you try, Allah Ta'ala will open the roads for us. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Hazrat says, whoever made hijrat for that, pa gaya wo bahari watan. That person has found bahar, the spring of his city. Otherwise you'll go to the best city in the world. We see so many people today, people who left their cities, Eastern Asian countries, etc. They thought that South Africa is a gold mine. You'll just see gold on the street, etc. And when they come here, in spring, they are worse than autumn. They are going through difficult situations. Can't even send money home to their parents, etc. Similarly, people, we think, people living in America, in Europe, people with a green card, dying to get the green card. But when you go there and the way they are living, what kind of jobs they are doing, they have to pick up the dustbins, etc., we'll be surprised. So a person who really wants enjoyment and the spring of his city, wherever you are, just Allahu Akbar. One of the things the pious servants of Allah before used to actually write to one another. In Tafsir Ruhul Maani it is mentioned, with regard to the ayat, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَلَا تَضْغَوْا and then وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. One of three advisors they used to write to them, to their friends, that مَنْ أَصْلَحَ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَمَا بَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ. That if you want enjoyment and you want goodness in this world, you correct your matters between you and Allah. What does it mean? That I have to acknowledge that, oh Allah, I'm living in sin, I'm living in your disobedience. And we mustn't think, no, I'm performing my namaz, etc., as our Hazrat teaches us. If I just ponder over my namaz, just take a deep ponder, and I'll realize what a mess am I making. And a person then makes tawbah, istighfar, begs Allah's forgiveness, Allah is the controller of hearts, Allah will sort out your matters with others. Today we are too worried that person, he has got a grudge with me, this person has got a grudge with me, and we're going around and bad-mouthing people, etc., causing more harm, and worried that people must like me. Please, one Allah. Allah is the controller of the heart, and Allah will turn the heart of the good people towards you. People who are far from deen, they will always have grudges, and this was with the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam also. That Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That from even the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had enemies from the sinful people. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that if we're looking for this enjoyment in our cities, in our life, it only lies in making hijrat, migrating from the disobedience of Allah to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a firm intention we have to make now. We entered this new year. Let us make this intention that, Ya Allah, my life is just moving. And as Hazrat teaches us, the pious servants, when they analyze their life, and they see I'm 70 and I still didn't change my life, and they make tawbah and they start changing, now they don't count their age as 70. They count their age as 1 year, 2 years, or 5 years, 10 years. Myself, not even still, no years, zero years. Because we are still living in a state of unmindfulness. And how is this, how you get this enjoyment, that not you just come to the, even coming just to the majlis. This is a state of migration. We left our cities, we came. But what is the purpose and object of this majlis? He zaruri gunao ko bhi chhod de. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tark e watan. Most important is, and like our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh used to go in a josh many times. He says, Allah Ta'ala ke ni'maton ko khoob istimal karo, lekin dua gunah se dur raho, gunah se dur raho. Enjoy the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, but stay very far away from sin. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. And for this, we have to learn. Today there are so many sins we are committing and we don't realize it's a sin. One is to commit a sin and a person realizes, inshallah, you'll get tawfiq to make tawbah. One is, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, that, oh Aisha Siddiqa, don't get involved in such actions that is, what Allah is not happy and we regard it as insignificant and small, trivial. And there's no such a thing like minor sins. Because all small pebbles made up the mountains. When see the pebbles at the Jamarat, it was just few pebbles. People started with 7 pebbles. And then go and see end of the day, what a big huge mountain it is. So these small things that we regard as insignificant. Allah Akbar. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that this ayat is such an ayat, it is the most firm ayat of the Qur'an Kareem. It's an encompassing ayat and it's an individual ayat also. This two ayat, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. The smallest atom of good you did, if you had the iman intact, you'll see it on the day of Qiyamah. And the smallest atom of sin that you did, of evil, and you did not make tawbah, you will find it in your book of deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Then a person will be shocked and said, مَا لِي هَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً نَاسِ. Ya Allah, what's wrong with this kitab? The smallest thing I did, and Allah save me, all of us, we'll still have the audacity to say, Ya Allah, these kiram and katibin, they must have made a mistake. Allah says, okay, we'll put that aside. Now, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. Your tongue spoke a lot in the dunya. Lot of big bayan. Now seal the tongue. And let the body talk what you are doing. Bayans in public, in private, what you are doing. Where your hands were touching, where your thighs touched, all that will be spoken. And if you're still not happy with that, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. That where you walked, where you sat, wherever, let the ground talk now. And then insan will say, مَالَهَا, what's wrong with her? Say, Allah Ta'ala, that same Allah who gives the ability of speech. Speech is not in the ability of the tongue. This is the special qudrat of Allah. Allah puts that ability in the tongue. Now Allah takes it away from the tongue. Allah puts that ability in the ground, in the parts of our body, in the skin, etc. So, asal hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Not just to leave our cities and come. We come here, we listen, everything. But we're not prepared to change our lives. When we come here, we're like very concerned. When we leave, we're back on our cell phones. We're looking at all the pictures, our profiles, and this has made our deen, Allahu Akbar. What has it has caused to our deen? People think that deen is spreading through TV, etc., but zina is spreading. See the effect that a person instead of this, you think you're listening to the Maulana, you are admiring his face. So where is deen? You're not spreading deen, you're spreading zina. So we have to move away and make hijrat from our sons. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. Then see Hazrat says, Ye hai fafaydane aawo fuga, dekh lo damane ko me dil hai kaisa magan. Hazrat says that see the effect of crying and yearning, begging Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, that oh Allah please forgive me, grant me your love of Allah. Then when you cry to Allah Ta'ala, then look at the faydan, the special virtue and the special barakat of just crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of tahajjud, or any time, even in your heart you cry to Allah ta'ala, Damane ko mein dil hai kaise magan, that you are alone at the lap of the mountain, in other words, even you are alone at home, and that is the sign when a person is crying sincerely and he makes tawbah. Now he doesn't care, his friends are gone to the football match, or his whole family is gone to the walima, and they know there's going to be all evil taking place. He's alone at home. He's so magan. He's enjoying himself. He's enjoying his life. He's happy there. So this state of enjoyment, where you're away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person, wherever he is, he'll be in a state of enjoyment. Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat says, now where we have to go? What we have to be yearning for? What's our objective and purpose of life? Bil yaqi paega nisbate awliya, jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. That undoubtedly, I guarantee that a person will get this nisbat of the pious servants of Allah. Nisbat, that special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When will you get this? Allahu Akbar. Where jiski dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. When you got that special attachment and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that, what is that special attachment and connection? Our Hazrat has taught us that the pious servants of Allah, they only had two fears. One fear is, for a split moment, my Allah must not be unhappy with me. Allah must say naraz now. This is lagan. That when you connected to somebody, and you got a deep connection, then you worry that, oh, my Allah must not be unhappy. You look at your wife's face, now why you said, now what I did? All the time, the time. So all the time a person must be worried. Myself, today we should ponder and think. Did I think and talk to Allah, Ya Allah, Musta Razi? Allah, are you happy with me? Ya Allah, you guide me to that part that you are happy with. And then only, otherwise, Hazrat says in another poem, that a person can dream, he can set his whole life in the company of the pious servants of Allah. He can dream of being a wali of Allah if he doesn't stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Your shaykh can be second to none, and you can be the closest outwardly to your shaykh, but if you're not staying away from the disobedience of Allah, you can dream of becoming the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you'll realize that where you have got this love of Allah from, شہرِ محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہی آشکوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. That my beloved, that is my shaykh and the greatest shaykh, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who came to the world and connected everybody to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and where did we learn to love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? From our pious servants, from our mashayikh. So those are our beloved. And then you progress further. Then the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So wherever you, shehre mahboob hoga jahan bhi kabhi, that wherever the city of my beloved, that is my city. And then aashiqon ka suna hai wahi hai watan, that which is my hometown. My hometown is where my beloved is, my shaykh is. And then Allahu Akbar, the city of our beloved Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Hazrat says, fir madine ki lazzat main kya kahun, kaash hota hai madine mein mera watan. What can I say of the enjoyment and pleasure of Madina Sharif? When Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed the world, that we were lost in all this dust and daman, this jungle and all this, lost in all this terrible environment, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought us to our senses, that if only Madina Sharif can be my city, if only I can be staying in Madina Sharif. But as Hazrat explained, that it's not every man's cup of tea, the amount of respect and honor we have to be. 1-2 days or 1-2 months, you'll be honoring the city of Madina Sharif outwardly, even going to the haram. But then a person gets lax. So a person has to realize, Hazrat teaches us so beautifully in the next poem, kis tarah main kahu dil se dosto, zindabad e watan, zindabad e watan. That how can I say, oh my friend, that ever loving my city, that my city should be ever alive and flourishing. Actually, which is my city? That city where my beloved is. And the city where my beloved is all the time, it should be just booming. In other words, oh Allah, keep my beloved, my shaykh, and keep the city of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam always full with your barakat, with your noor, etc. That city is full of happiness, and that is a loving city. Hey, watan mein magar, magar dil madine mein hai. Hey, madina fida tujhpe ho sad watan. Hazrat explains, although you can't be physically in Madina Sharif, that although I'm in my own city where I have to go and love, where Allah has made the system, each one in his own city, but I have left my heart in Madina Sharif. My heart is connected to Nabi Kareem, to Nabi Kareem, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is my consciousness of the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if that is the case, then I can sacrifice all the cities in the world. Thousands and thousands of cities can be sacrificed for the city of Madina Sharif. That is the lifestyle of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nek logo mein ho sahib dard dil, hey chaman mein koi jaise rashke chaman. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful point Hazrat is mentioning is, one is that people are all nek outwardly making ibadat, making ibadat also, even try staying away from sin, but one is a sahib dard dil, a person who's got the pain of the love of Allah, who's got connection with Allah Ta'ala. Such a person in the, among the pious people, hey chaman mein koi jaise rashke chaman. It's like a beautiful garden, all pious people. But in that beautiful garden, all the beautiful flowers are envying this special flower. That this is a different man. This is Sahib-e Darde Dil. As our Hazrat explained, Hakim ul Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi studied with all his contemporaries. Then when he used to give his bayan, after he made contact with his sheikh, his own friends used to ask him, Hazrat, but we studied together, where you, all these things, and how people are getting affected? He said, kutub bini ke baad, kutub bini maine padhi. That after I studied my kitab, then I went to the kutubs, those that are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sahib-e darde dil, I got connected with them, and they passed this into my heart. It's nothing that I got achievement on my own. And then when a person gets this, that the sign that you got it, is this sign, roze shab hai ye akhtar ki aao fuga, Bakhsh de roz, bakhsh de roz o mehshar mujhe zulminan. That day and night you'll be crying that, oh Allah, you are the embodiment of favors. Please forgive me on the day of Qiyamah. Not that I am sahib-e dard-e dil, I got the love of Allah, I'm okay. No, I have to be worried that day of Qiyamah. When Ibrahim a.s. is saying, وَلَا تُغْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. Where do we stand a chance? So this worry and concern that we get this love of Allah, the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah, and all the time we worry, Ya Allah, if you can only forgive me on the day of Qiyamah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.